All right, it's time for you kids to come down. Dee Grable is going to present Kids Corner. She's a preschool teacher here at First Church.
I love Jesus.
I love Jesus.
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
I love Jesus.
I love Jesus.
How about you?
How about you?
I love Jesus.
Yes, I do.
I love Jesus.
How about you?
I love Jesus.
I love Jesus.
Yes, I
Sing
do.
With me, folks.
Yes, I do.
I love Jesus.
I love Jesus.
How about you?
How about you?
I love Jesus.
Yes, I do.
I love Jesus.
How about you?
Jesus. How about you? Do you guys love Jesus? I am so excited when Miss Deanna asked me if I would come give you a story this morning. And I found this wonderful story through my bookshelf, and I would like to share it with you. So is everybody ready with their listening ears? All right, here we go. Once upon a time, in a beautiful kingdom, lived a great king who only had one request of the people who lived in his land. If you truly love me, you will show it by the way you treat each other. Now, this was a good king, and the people loved him very much, so they worked hard to honor his request. As they went about doing their daily tasks, they tried to serve the king to the best of their abilities. Now, in this kingdom was one of the best bakers in the whole land. He would get up early every morning to make sure that he baked the best bread. He would look for the finest ingredients. Now, he loved the king very much. And one morning, while the baker was in his bakery baking his bread, he noticed that there was a woman and a little baby outside his window. Well, he got very frustrated because he had to go out of his bakery to take care of this lady. And he said, "Ma'am, what do you want?" Now, she was very tired, and her clothes were ragged and old. And she said, "I don't want very much. My baby is very hungry. I would just like for you to give a little bit of food to my baby." "No, I can't do that." She said, "Well, it's okay. I'll take what's old. I'll take what nobody else wants." He said, "No, get away from my bakery before anybody else sees you here." And he went back to his work, and he just couldn't believe that she thought he would give away his food. Well, he went back in, and he was making his bread, and he was thinking how pleased the king would be that he worked so hard to make the best bread for the king. So later that afternoon, he went out to take some trash out to behind the store, and he saw this little bitty boy out there. Now, this little bitty boy was kind of dirty and smelly, and he was sitting in the back of the corner. And that baker looked at him, and he said, "What are you doing back here?" And he said, "Oh, I just love the smell of the bread that you're baking. It smells so good. I don't want anything from you. I just want to sit here. It reminds me of when I was at home and my mom used to bake bread for me." Oh, that made the baker very angry. And he said, "No, get away. You're dirty and smelly. You might make my wonderful bread dirty and smelly too. Just get away from me." So the little boy left, and he was very sad, and he was very lonely. Well, the baker heard some commotion going on down at the square. So he ran down to the square to see what could be going on. And all of the townspeople were down there, and the baker said, "What's going on? What's the matter? What's all the noise?" And they said, "Our king is very sick, and we're very upset that the king is sick." So the baker thought, "I've got the best bread. I'm going to go back to my bakery and bring the king the bread." So he ran to his bakery, and he found the biggest, finest loaves, and he took them to the king. And he went into the king's bedroom, and he said, "Here, I've got this best bread that I've been making for you, and it'll make you feel better. I am so sorry you're sick." And he looked at the king and he said, "What made you so sick? I'll do anything I can to make you feel better." And the king said, really? You'll do anything to make me feel better? And he said, yes, because I love you so much. And he said, you know what? When I'm hungry, when one of my children are hungry, I'm hungry. When one of my people are lonely, I'm lonely. He said, I'm sick because the people of my land are not doing what I've asked them to do. All I asked them to do was love each other. And the way they love each other is by helping each other. The baker was very sad. He knew that it was him that was making the king sick. And he said, sir, please forgive me. I'm the one who's making you sick. And the king forgave him. And before the king could set up and eat the wonderful bread that he brought, the baker ran down and he found the woman and the baby. And he brought them to the bakery and he fed them as much as they wanted to eat. And then he went and got the lonely little boy. And he took the little boy and made him a helper in his bakery. Because the baker had learned that the way he shows the king that he loves him is by loving his people. And you know what? Jesus is the great king in our lives. And the way that we show Jesus that we love him is by loving other people. We may not be able to bake bread, but we can help each other. We can be kind. We can share what we have. And not only do we show Jesus that we love him by doing these things, we show the world that Jesus lives in us. Thank you. That's it. We're done. I guess we have an offering now. That's another way we can help. Do we give an offering? The cups are right behind me. Sorry, guys. I don't know what I'm doing. Oh, thank you.
While the children are collecting your pocket change for missions, please sing Friend of God on the insert in your bulletin and on the screen up front.